Lechem have a little briye. Maybe I'll tell you a story. Shtei lechem should have to have shemen and levoina. Why should kain tibur? Maybe the shtei lechem comes on shu as his daima to the korban oimer. It's also a korban tibur. Chayv it's a chayv to bring it. Tameya hefot even doicha tama. And the ochil that the shtei lechem is eaten by the kahanim. Lafuki and minchas kahanim. The whole thing is burnt. There's nothing to be eaten. So maybe minchas kahanim should be different. Tigulo. There's chal pigul upon the minchas hoimer and upon the shtei lechem, but not upon the minchas kanim, because there's no makim, there's nothing there to eat for the kanim. The shabbat is doicha shabbos also shtei lechem. Matir, there is a matir over here that the shnei kvosim is being matir the shtei lechem to be eaten. Tenufi, you have to pick it up and bear it. So that's the one who come from tfur that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. The zman is a special zman when to bring the shtei lechem and when to bring the minchas hoimer. So the daimel adadi, the minchas hoimer both have a zman kibura. One's on Pesach, one's on Shavuos. Chodesh, they're both the similar type of a mincha, they're both the first type. The Oimer and the Shtei Lechem are both Chodesh. Nothing else, it had to come from the new crop. Just the Oimer is brought from Sayurim, and the Shtei Lechem is brought from wheat, but it's the first time they use it on the Mizbeach. So Marstosa, and also Vahanin Efishin, it's more daima that the Shtei Lechem is more daima, is more like the Kerb Minchas Oimer than a Minchas Kanim is like the Minchas Oimer. So why do I say Lohitzi, that Minchas Shtei HaLechem does not need Shemen and Levoina? Why don't I say the opposite, Lohitzi Minchas Kanim, and the Rabbis Minchas Shtei HaLechem? So the Maskan, the answer that we had before, Mistavra Nefesh, it's more of a source to say that a Kerb and Yoch, the Minchas Yoch that a Kain brings, that's Daimah to a Stam Minchum, that's more Mistavra to say there he does need Shemen and Levoina. And we have a meat somebody that says he does not need it, his Mustafa say goes on something else. So therefore we'll be medayi to say that the shtel, that the lechem upon him, that the shtel lechem does not need not shemen and not levoina. Now the Mishnah says, V'chayovim al Hashem b'fnei atzmoi, V'chayiv al levoina b'fnei atzmoi. If you put it on a minchas chayta is supposed to be without shemen and without levoina. If you put shemen into the minchas levoina, you're over lav. Yichai b'al Hashem b'fnei yatzmoi. If you put levoina, yichai for putting levoina b'fnei yatzmoi. Like we see in the Gemara, both of these have a lav mefurish. So therefore, it's a lav not to put shemen onto the three menachos we had in the Mishnah. That's a chareva, and the same thing not to put levoina. What's going to be north maleha shemen psola? When you put shemen on it, amaisi, you pass on the mincha. You pass on the minchas chayta. You pass on the minchas seita. Levoina, let's say you b'dieved, you put levoina, chew you over the lav, but here you do not pass on the mincha. The yetzer is your katenu. You could just collect it, take off the mincha, and then the mincha is still kosher for minchas chayta or minchas seita. What's going to be nosan shemen al shiureho? Like after you took off the kmitza from this menach minchas chayta, now the shirayim is left over with the kanim teeth, on that you put shemen. So there the locher is, ain't the way the belays to say, you're not over lav. The lav is only not to put shemen on the mincha before you make a kmitza. But after you can make a kmitza, then there's no lav. Nosan kli, agabe kli, let's say you put a kli that has shemen on it, agabe kli that has the minchas chayta on it. So locher is, leip sol does not become posel. Because the Torah only says you cannot put shemen into the flour itself. Or, but stam putting a kli, agave kli, on that you're not chayiv. And Rashi says, nosan kli, v'teich shemen, agave kli, shemen chaschayta, lay posel does not passel. It only passel, the shemen goes inside the mincha chaschayta. But if it does not go inside the mincha, does not passel the mincha. Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, word like this. The Pasuk says, lo yosem alehen shemen. You're not allowed to put, not on his minchas chayta, or minchas kenoish, you cannot put shemen. The yimshom posel, but if you do put shemen, it passels the mincha. Yochel, I would have thought to say the same thing applies, lo yitin ale levoin, you should not put levoin on top of the mincha. But the yimnosa and posel, if you put levoin inside the mincha, you passel the mincha. On this, Talmud Lomer says no, ki chatis. It says a posek, ki chatis. Rashi claim, afilu nosa ale levoin, still mikri chatis and mechaperis. Now, even though b'dieved you put levoina, does not pass on the mincha. Still it's kosher, still it's mechaperis. Yochlai would have thought to say, Af Shemim, the same halacha by Shemim also, but the other still is kosher. Talmudim, it says the word he. No, it says the word chatasi, only he is kosher, not with something else. So the Reuben and Miat. So the Sol Gemara's question, Ma Reis, how do you know, Lifso B'Shemim, the same when oil comes into the mincha, passes the mincha, Olahach Shem Levoina. And if you only put Levoina on top, it's still kosher, why not say the other way? So Gemara says, yes. Post on the Bishon makes a lot of sense to say that if oil comes into this minchas posel, shi'ef shalaloitoi. O machshe, because there's no way to take the shemen out. Once the shemen comes into the oil, you can't, into the flour, you can't get it out. Therefore, there's no way to make a kosher anymore. Again, shi'ef shalaloitoi, you can't get it out. Mashenkin o machshe ani b'levoina. I'll be machshe, say it's kosher. When levoina falls in, shi'ef shalaloitoi, because it's possible to take out levoina. So therefore, I said by Levoina, that's the Reba to say, but Yevet Chatis is still a Minchas Chayta. My Shank and he is coming to teach us that when Shemin comes in, then it's possible. It's possible. Now the Gemara says, Boyi, Rabba, Barafuno, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabba, Barafuno, asked the question of Rabbi Yechanan. What's going to be Nos and Ale Levoina? Shechuka, Mao. Let's say you put Levoina on top of it, Shechuka, because Mam is ground up very well. And it's kamat impossible to get it all out of the flour, got mixed in very well. So mamashav ground up well, levoina that fell into the flour. Ma, what's going to be the lacha? Is it possible now or not? What's the shayla? Mishum diyev shalaloita v'olayev shalaloita. Is the real smell why levoina is still cautious? Because even though the levoina falls on top of the mincha, but you can take it out. Normally the frankincense, the levoina is of pieces, of a little bigger pieces. So you could take them out. So since it's possible to get them out, then you will get them out. That's why it's kosher. But here that you cannot get it out anymore, it's ground up so well like regular flour got mixed in, it's not possible to take it out. It'll be possible. Or don't know, mishum the way mivla. The svaros that it was not absorbed in the flour. It's not like oil. When oil goes into flour, it gets absorbed. It's mavliya inside it. But levoin, even though it's very soft, very fine, like the flour, it's not absorbed in the flour. That's the reason why it's still kosher. It's still called like separate pieces. If, even though you can't separate them, but they're separate pieces. If so, v'hanami lo hirosom. This levoina, even though it's ground up and they're very fine, still it's not absorbed in the flour. So that's the shalom. What's the heter of levoina? So Toshima coming here. It says levoina yikotenu, that ba levoina, says the Mishnah, you could take it off. So mashma, that's the ikar heter, the fact it could be taken away. But here that was ground up so well, you can't take it away. Maybe it's possible. So Moshe says, no, that's not a proof for the Mishnah. Dilma chod v'yoyd krama. The Mishnah says one, but there is another Eitzah. Chod, the one reason is the lo nivla. Could be one reason why it's mutter is because it was not absorbed. For yoyd, the second reason is yukotenu. But maybe you have meraya in a case where you can't yukotenu, where it's ground up so fine, you cannot take it out. Maybe it's lukosh, you have no proof. Torah Shema coming here. Says Mach Shani b'Levoina Shef Shalaloita, that I'll be Mach Shabai Levoina. Why Shef Shalaloita? That's the price before. There's more of a swear to say that when Levoina mixes into the Mincha, it's still kosher because it's possible to separate it. So the Chutz Mashm, we have to be able to separate it. So once again, says no, maybe there's no proof. Hochinam here also maybe Choda V'Yoyd Kram. It says one and it means another one also. That really each one by itself is a matter. So you have no proof. So Moshe says, if so, my help you, Lovas Tamaskon over here. Some Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Tanya would learn like this. Minchas Choyta, or Minchas Kinois, Shinos and Alel Levoina. That both of these Menochas are supposed to be dry. If you do put Levoina on top of a Minchas Choyta, Minchas Choyta, so Malak, it is a Levoina Kshayra, that you have to separate Levoina, then it becomes kosher. But V'yimach Shalalikat Levoinosa, let's say before you took out the levain, before you separated it, chishavuleh, now you had a machshav on this mincha, machshav psula, bein chusla zmano, you had a mind teed at the wrong time, or bein chusla came at the wrong place, pesel v'yein b'chorus, there's only chala psula on it, but there's no chorus. So why is there no chorus, vice tois? Because this carbon is pesel anyway right now. Chos the man, the levain is mixed into it, it's pesel, you can't use it. So who you see clearly, what's matter the mincha only when you take out the levoina completely? But cause the man the levoina is mixed up with the mincha, it's psulah anyway. So if you have a machshavas pigul, it's not chal pigul, it's not chal chiyuv karis. but only in Mishalikta Levoinosa. Let's say after you took out, you separated Levoino, then you made the Mincha Kosher. Now Mechashavaleh, now the Kohen has a mind, Chuslim Koimah, it's either at the wrong place. It's possible here in the Korath, like every Chuslim Koimah, only makes a Psalm at Korath. But here, if you have in mind Chuslim Manoi, you have in mind to eat the Mincha the wrong time, Tigal, the Chayav Malav Korath. So, call upon him, yeah, Tigal, the Chayav Malav Korath. So, call upon him, this is the Raya, that when is the Mincha Kosher? Only when you take out all the Levoina. But if in our case, where the Levoina was ground up so well, it's not possible to separate it, in the Konami, then the Maisa, the Mincha is still possible. Now the more is the question, now that Levoina is still mixed into it, it should be Kilnofaleh Pach Shemin. Why isn't the code right now as if Shemin falls into it? It shouldn't be Chazi, and therefore should not be Chal of Sumach Shavah Klal. So Rashi is like, the more is like, heavy pach means right now when the Levoin is mixed up in the Mincha, so right now the Mincha is possible, let it be like Shemin fell into it. Via my possible by Machshava. Why is Machshava possible altogether? Dichoyu. Lechura is called Dichoy. Like at this time, since it can't be used, Sechura is a Dochoy. It's not like a Mincha right now. So Machshava should not help at all. So it says, Omrabaya, Chates Kaya Rachmanano. The Torah calls it a chatis, Rashi says. Afilu kinosan levoina. Even when you have levoina inside, still it's called a chatis. Still it's called a good mincha. Hilkach manya bo machshava l'nisol. Therefore, a core part of the machshava you have now helps to passle it. Enachnami. Pigol is not chal because it's possible anyway. But our core part is called a mincha no, but the machshava now passles it. That even though later when you take out the levoina, really it should become kosher, but if you had a machshava's psul, Bishas Levoina was mixed in, that's the Chiddush, that Chattis here is still called the Chattis, that the Machshava would apostle. So that's the Gedorim now, the Kozaman, the Levoina is on it, it's like a psul right now, it's not usable, but our Koponim is called the Chattis, that when you take it off, it becomes kosher. So if you have a Machshava right now, could apostle, even the lady, you take off the Levoina, still remain apostle. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Now the Gemara says, Rav Amar Rav says, Omani Chonan Amitzri. I tell you now, Mishnah goes according to Chonan Amitzri. The less laid the chun, he doesn't know from the Svarah Dochui that even though it's pushed away, so what? When it becomes fit, it's fit, and therefore there's no problem of dichui. Why? The Tani will not like this. Chonan Amitzri Yomer, Afilu Dam Bekois, Chesed by the Shnei Sirim on Yom Kippur, and we always have to have both together. The soil Hashem, the soil Azazel. He says, "Afilu you have dam b'kreis," means the soil Hashem. You made the shchit and you have the dam, and then the soil Azazel dies. So the answer is maybe chaverish leibagrolo. All you have to do is just bring another soil and mix it up with mezabegla, mix it up with this one. And even though when the soil Azazel dies, now lechur the soil Hashem is not fit to be used by itself. It's no good at all times. You have to have shnei sirim. So there is a man that says it's dochli. It's not fit to be used. And therefore, since it's shechit already, you have to also let it just, you can't use it, it's possible, and bring another two. Chonan HaMitzri says, no, there's no psul dichui, just bring another one, or mezavig loy. So here, yes, Nakasha should be dochui, until it goes according to Chonan HaMitzri. Rav Ashi Yama, no, here it's much better. Kol she biyodoi, lehevi dochui. Here it's better. Even though the Levoina fell in, and right now it's possible, but since it's biyodi, it's up to you, your hands, you could take it out. Here it's not dochi. That's the biggest svara. Omer Ravada kavosad Ravashi misar being a svara like Ravah being a proof to Ravashi. The man shamed le this le dechuyin who's the one that holds dochi by shnei sirim. Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanan we learned. V'yoydom Rabbi Yehuda nishpach adam yom esamishtaleach. Let's say by the shnei sirim. If the one you brought to soil Hashem, the dam after the shechita got lost was spilled out, you can't use it. So right then you don't have a soil Hashem. So he holds the one that's mishtalech is yomis. You have to let it die. You can't use it. It's also called dochli. what's going to be Mesa Mishtalech, the opposite, where the soil of Mishtalech dies. Seol then, Yishofech Adam, you have to spill out the dam. In other words, when one is dead, one is not usable, you can't use the other ones. The Shnei Seum always has to be usable together. If one becomes not fit, so the other one at that time is also not fit. So you can't just do like a Cholon HaMitzvah says, bring another one. No, since that the one alive now is Dochui, you have to bring two new ones. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says there is the Psul of Dichui, that once it becomes not fit, you can't use it anymore. Still, V'yilu Hechad the Biyodai, but when it's up to you to fix it, then Tanya Rabbi Yehuda says like this. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Kei Soi Mamala Midama Terubais, V'zorku Zurikachas Kenegra Yisoid. So there, that's the halacha by Korban Pesach, that the whole floor used to be full of blood, and we were afraid that when they made a shechita on the Korban Pesach, after they made a Kabbalah Saddam, then maybe before they made the Zrika, the dam spilled on the floor. Now there, the halacha is that if you made a Kabbalah first in the Kli, even though later the dam spills on the floor, you're allowed to pick it up and use it again. So there he says we were afraid that maybe by some Korban, the dam spilled on the floor, and they never made a Zrika. He used to pick up one cup of blood from the floor and make a zrika with it and put it all aside, because we say yesh bila, everything's mixed up. So if there was some dam that didn't have a zrika yet, that would be called a zrika right now. So even though l'chura the carbon was called dochli, like when it was nishpach, you couldn't use it then. But there it is, since it's biyod, it's up to you to pick it up and use it again. That's not called dochli. So see, Rabbi Yud himself that holds the swar of dochli, he himself holds that where it's beyond the few to pick it up and use it again, so it's kosher. So here also, in our case, since it's beyond the few to separate the Levoina from the Mincha, therefore it's still kosher when you separate it. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, No san mashu shem nagabi kizayis mincha posel. Here's as a big Kiddush, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, name of Rabbi Yechanon. If you just put a little bit shemen on a kizayis of mincha, this mincha schaita, you pass the mincha. My time, what's the reason? Lo yosem, it says, sima koldu, oleo adika shiroi. Lo yosem, oleo shemen means the sima, the amount could be the smallest amount of shemen, will pass it. But it has to be oleo on top of a chosh of a shir, or the shir of a kizayis of the mincha. If you only have a less than a kizayis, it would not pass the mincha. V'yomer Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Rav Yechanan, Nosan kizayis levoino, agabi mashu mincha posel. Here's the opposite way he holds. You put a kizayis of levoino on top even a mashu of a mincha posel, my time on, lo yitain ksiv, adiikin esina, and oleo, it says the word oleo also, but here the word oleo, beribuy acharibuy, beribuy acharibuy, el lamayit. Then it says also, lo yitain oleo levoino. So lashon of yitain means a chash of a shir. You have to have a kizayis worth of levoino. But it says the word aleher again, a second time, and like a ribu, yachar ribu, is then a lamayit. Come to teach us that here a pasul the mincha, even though it's in a small amount, you don't have to do the large amount, even a mashu, would also pasul the mincha. So that's what he holds, that kitzah shemen is a mashu on top of a kizayis, and levoin is the opposite. Yitin is a chosh of a shir, has to be the shir of a kizayis, on top of even a mashu of the mincha, but levoin would pasul the mincha. Alright, we'll stop here. We're holding